It's the first intermission at Greenheck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Playoff hockey and the Evergreens lead Wisconsin Rapids 2-0. Evergreens got a goal very late in a power play at 5:06 of the first period. Justin Jakubik fed Ty Treader. Jakubik came in along the far side post. Treader was camped out on the near side and steered the puck into the net. 1-0 Evergreens. And then 1 minute later, 6:07 of the first period, it was Treader feeding Justin Jakubik. An even strength goal, making it 2-0 Evergreens. And what you like is since the Evergreens went up 2-0, the Evergreens have kept the pressure on the Rapids net. The Evergreens killed off a two-minute minor to Brandon Jelic for tripping. Evergreens still kept their 2-0 lead. And then once the two-minute minor was over, we played five-on-five hockey for the final 9 minutes of the period, and the Evergreens had at least three quality scoring chances. So the Evergreens had some opportunities to bump this up to a 3-0 lead, but that was not to be. I thought that shots on goal were more even in the first period than they are. Evergreens outshot Wisconsin Rapids 17-8. Kind of a confidence-building first period, too, for Everest goalie Ethan Hurt. Hurt missed some playing time with a broken nose, came back for the Stevens Point game, was pulled in the third period of that one, a lopsided 7-1 loss. But again, Ethan Hurt has made saves on all eight of the shots that he's seen, has looked pretty solid between the pipes for the Evergreens. So Ethan Hurt looks like he's getting the old confidence back, and why not? His team's up 2-0 and has something to build on, too. It's a website just for Everest fans. Play-by-play podcasts, scores, highlights, and articles on your favorite Everest teams. EverythingEvergreens.com. Brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. The Cloverbelt Credit Union. Baseman Shoe and Clothing. And the Bone and Joint Center. This is game one of a Fox Sports doubleheader. Once we're done here, we have a regular season girls basketball game. Tom King's on the road in Wisconsin Rapids, where the Wausau East Lady Lumberjacks play Wisconsin Rapids. That game in its entirety on tape delay once hockey coverage is wrapped up here. And at our first intermission, the Evergreens are holding a 2-0 lead. Winner of this game is back in action on Tuesday against the winner of Tomahawk versus Wausau West. Wausau West is number one seed. Tomahawks are number nine, so you've got to figure the Warriors will be hosting on Tuesday night. And again, if this Everest lead holds up, that'll be BC Everest against Wausau West at Marathon Park. It'll be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock or maybe 7:15 or 7:30, depending on ice time availability. You would hear that Tuesday game live on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. That is a little bit ahead of ourselves, though. Of course, we have two periods of hockey to play. And Wisconsin Rapids is going to do everything they can to get themselves back into this. Again, Rapids with a little bit of a surprise, at least to us, in goal. They have two senior goalies, Trevin Milbauer, who we saw when these teams played in the regular season, Tanner Rainey, who was the starter last year, and they both give way to a junior, Torger Straterski. Straterski was busy in the first period, 15 saves, but let two get past him. He also made a couple from close range. And let's not forget, when the Evergreens were on the penalty kill, the Evergreens still put three on net. Two of them were almost breakaways. Rapids had just one defender back. Everest skater was faster with the puck. And both times, Torger Straterski denied Everest scoring chances. One of them would have been a second goal of the evening for Everest senior Ty Treader. We'll come back and get the second period underway. The Evergreens are leading Wisconsin Rapids 2-0. First intermission, period number two, when we come back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Evergreens. Wisconsin Rapids nothing. The ice has been resurfaced and the second period's about to get underway. See the teams gathering, about to come out onto the rink, waiting for our officials to come back out. I'm Chris Conley. We're starting skating 5-on-5. Both teams with 2 minute minors. The Evergreens scored late in their power play and then killed off the Rapids man advantage. Hockey is brought to you by Inner City State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. It's simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Inner City State Bank. The next goal that's scored in this game sure is going to shape how the rest of the evening goes. I mean, if Rapids gets it, it becomes a 2-1 game, and then we're going to have a dogfight the rest of the way. If the Evergreens get it, they'll be up 3-0 and would be a little bit comfortable, although, you know, in the playoffs, you just don't take your foot off the gas pedal. Got a sense when there's blood in the water. Got to move in for the kill. Evergreens go right back out onto their bench. Torger Starczewski, the Rapids goalie, is in between his pipes to my left. And there's Ethan Hurt, playing his best hockey in goal in a while, to my right. We are doing a little ice repair in front of the Everest goal. Not sure what that's about. Officiating crew making sure we have no funny bounces there. We've got the water bucket and the brush is out. Doing a little bit of ice repair. Okay. As that effort continues, we'll tell you that we were brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive too, until you know everything that Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's northwest side. All right, that project is complete. Now we meet at the center circle, ready to get the second period underway. Grant Ortel will take the draw for the Evergreens against Colton Flamini. Evergreens have kept Flamini bottled up so far. He's a senior. His high school hockey career could end just two periods from now. Rapids controls the opening draw. Bouncing puck goes to the corner. The Evergreens have Parker Hurt there. While Hurt hit, taken down behind the net. Rapids tries to get it centered. Everest player pulls the Rapids player down. This is going to be a penalty on the Evergreens, I think. They're going to let the contact on Parker Hurt behind the net go, but as Rapids took the puck away and sent that out in front, the Everest player yanked him down. There's going to be a penalty on this, I think. Well, let's wait to double check. No, we're still going to play this 5-on-5. The puck bounced and went up behind the net and got hung up on the netting. So we're going to have an offensive zone faceoff. So letting them play here in the opening sequence. Rapids wins that draw, goes into the corner. Rapids back out to the blue line. Here's Colin Bray. Bray flicked that on goal. A lot of traffic in front. Didn't see it to the last minute. Ethan Hurt had to go wide of the near side post. Bounces off the boards. Evergreens counterattacking, fighting through to get the puck is Grant Ortel. Ortel's momentum carries him behind the net. Ty Treader was a trailer, couldn't get it to him. Rapids comes back. Evergreens have three defenders back, so this is a 3-on-3. Spencer Sparks carries along the near side boards. Jellick from the far side. That was on goal and off the glove of Ethan Hurt. Bounce to the near side. No one there. Evergreens with a long rebound. Coming back the other way is Grant Ortel. Ortel holds and now goes cross ice. In front, almost steered onto goal by Grant Ortel. Jellick from the near side boards put that on goal just out of reach of Ortel. One of the Rapids players without a stick here. Rapids does come away with the puck, though. Gets it out of the zone all the way ahead. Now onside to Kobe Acker. Acker tried to center, had a trailer, had Flamini there. It's behind him. Ooh, needed a better pass there. Flamini was going to beat Hurt there. Coming back in, that's Flamini. Denied again. Ethan Hurt off the blocker. Evergreens do not clear, though. Gavin Duckett. Duckett sends it a little bit wide of the crease. It's to the far side corner. Rapids back to the blue line now. Shot deflected in front, off to the side, off one of the Everest defenders. I believe that went off Justin Jankovic's body. It's behind the net. Evergreens having a little trouble clearing here. This is Rapids' most sustained hold in the zone so far in the night. Rapids sends it behind the net. That bounced off the boards. Let's see if Ty Treader can get to it first. While Treader is dragged down, they armbarred him and pulled him down to the ice. No penalty. And Rapids still has the zone. That went off the shoulder of Justin Jankovic. Didn't get all the way through. Cranked that up from the blue line near side boards. Evergreen's having trouble clearing the puck here. Grant Ortell behind his own net. Ortell's just going to flick it all the way down. This will be icing to give the Evergreens a chance to catch their breath. So to be honest with you, and when would we not be, Rapids has had the momentum in the early stages of the second period. Rapids been outplaying the Evergreens. Rapids will get an offensive zone faceoff too. Gavin Duckett takes the draw against Ortell of the Evergreens. To the right of Hurt, Rapids wins it, goes to the corner. Trying to center it as Kobe Akron's in the skates of one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens clear the zone. Overskating for a moment is Dylan Shiro. Shiro now picks it up, sends it behind the boards. Ben Pelliquin is chasing for the Evergreens. Rapids has a player closer and sends it to the near side boards. Just gave the puck away. Flicked behind the net by the Evergreens' Dylan Butner. Evergreens trying to hold at the far side blue line. They couldn't. Rapids player not fast enough to get to it. And the one Everest player back, Dylan Butner, possessed the puck. Moves it forward. Tries to get that to Pelliquin. Rapids sends it to the near side board. Yeah, Rapids is playing better here in the second period than they did in the first. They're at the 14-minute mark and still 2-0 Evergreens. Rapids in their defensive end trying to hold that in is Kyle Jaglinski. That's a good play by Jaglinski. Held it in. But Rapids still comes away with it. Rapids in their own defensive end. Long pass ahead to Kobe Acker. Acker is onside, dumped into the corner. Big Dylan Butner is going to be close to it. Acker behind the net. Butner engages him. He overskated the puck, and one of the Everest players goes flying there. Alex Griffin sent down to the ice. Been a little more physical, and Rapids really can't afford to give up a power play here. From the blue line, Rapids on goal. That's Flamini just wide of the near side post. Evergreens control in the corner. No rebound chance. In fact, comes out of the zone. Rapids picks up at the red line. Into the zone, into the corner. Dylan Butner closes on it. Wow, Rapids, Kobe Acker is faster to it. Acker trying to send that right through the crease. It's a little bit behind his teammate Michael Olson. Yeah, the Everest 2-0 lead seems in jeopardy here. That's put on goal and picked up and sticked aside by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Hurt's been the tested goalie. I don't think the Evergreens have a shot down at the other end. Evergreens here have just iced the puck. Catch their breath one more time. The Rapids has outshot the Evergreens 5 or 6 to nothing. 12:51 to play second period. 2-0 lead still good. Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Mortgage and construction loans too. Cloverbelt Credit Union. Keeping our community strong. We finance fun. Flamini takes the draw for Rapids. He wins it. Sweeping it towards the net is Colin Bray. It's underneath the pads of the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. And a whistle stops play. Hurt has been very active. Evergreens are going to get a change before we drop the puck. Flamini will take this draw against Grant Ortell. Flamini wins it, goes behind the net. Evergreens' Jelic takes it up here. Can the Evergreens finally get a look here? Jelic passes that puck at barely onside. Ortell in the corner. Leaves it for Jelic, trailing. Here's Jankubic behind the net. Puck pops up. It's down to the goal line. Jankubic in front. Wow, the whole near side of the net was open, and Jelic couldn't quite get to the puck. It was just sitting there for a moment. Evergreen's best chance of the period to go up 3-0. Flamini carries it in himself. Puts it off the goalie's pads. It's in front, and lunging and saving is Ethan Hurt for the Evergreens. Flamini tried to do it all himself. Got that puck at the red line, near side boards. Carried into the zone. Put it on goal. Ethan Hurt smothered that rebound. Was not clean the first time, though. 12:13 to play second period. That's belonged to Rapids, but they have not scored. Evergreens won that faceoff. Lost the puck, though. Rapids, that was blocked. Jelic sacrifices the body. 3-on-2 for the Evergreens if they hurry. Instead, sent into the corner by Jankubic. Jelic is chasing. This has been a good shift for Jelic. He's been all over the ice. Salvo on the defensive end, too. Missed that scoring chance with a lot of the net open, so he'd probably like that one back. Evergreens try and hold this puck in. Rapids takes it away. Here's Colin Bray. Bray on the far side. Rapids holds up to stay onside. Flamini had to wait at the blue line, and Rapids instead surrenders the puck in the corner. Evergreens take this away. Ryan Stevens just gave the puck away. Ty Treader tries to close on it. Rapids takes it back. Can Carson Gunderson, the freshman, take advantage of a turnover? Shot is wide, and now it's in the glove of the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Hurt could have let that go wide of the near side post, and then you're at the mercy of a rebound off the boards back there. So instead, Ethan Hurt gloves it. Give up an offensive zone faceoff to his right for Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids wins the draw, comes back to the blue line. Bouncing puck, a lot of traffic in front. Evers keeper is screened. He saw it at the last minute, and Hurt smothers it up. Yeah, Rapids has been out shooting the Evergreens by a lot in the second period. Another offensive zone faceoff to the right of the Evers cage. Kyle Jaglinski behind the net. See if the Evergreens can possess the puck, find this momentum again. If you're just arriving here now, you think it's Rapids that's leading. Two on two for the Evergreens coming. Nice idea, feeding ahead Brady Bunnell. Too long for the Evergreens' Colby Schmidt. Instead goes into the corner. Rapids takes it out. Long pass taken right back by Dylan Butner. Butner's onside. Put that on goal from the near side. Boards just outside the near circle. Saved by Torger Sturczynski. Torger's second save of the first period. So of the second period, beg your pardon, Torger has suddenly not been busy. 10:55 to play, second period, Evergreens 2-0. But it's Rapids that's threatening. Evergreens win this offensive zone faceoff. That's put on goal by Dylan Butner, last second, kicked aside. Evergreens still hold. Down to the near side corner, trying to go back to the blue line. Evergreens take it away, save the possession. Sweep it into the far side corner where Ben Pelequin, that puck went out of play. Off one of the Rapids players. This will be an offensive zone face-off for Everest. Hockey is brought to you by Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. Big Ben Pelequin will take the draw against Colton Flamini. It's 9-9. Number 9 against number 9. What's going on with that? Pelequin was knocked off his skates as soon as the puck dropped. Flamini kind of hooked him with a stick, not called, and won the draw too. Unusual technique. It's behind the Everest net, but the Rapids defenseman takes it away. Trying to move that forward for Flamini. It's at the red line. Flamini's got it. Got one player back. Ben Pelequin shot. Score! Wisconsin Rapids has gotten one back. Colton Flamini, the senior captain, carried it in at the blue line. Got that one over Ben Pelequin and beat the Everest keeper Ethan Hurt. So the Evergreens 2-0 lead is now 2-1. Goal comes at 6:42 of the second period. What you're a little worried about here is Wisconsin Rapids has had the momentum ever since the intermission. We'll double check that it is indeed Colton Flamini's goal. I don't see how it couldn't be. And we'll wait for the assist information, too. It's 2-1. Even strength goal. They will give an assist. Miles Eau Claire gets the assist. Evergreens hold back to 2-on-2 hockey. Here's Ty Treader back to the blue line. Evergreens hold Ryan Stevens cross ice. That's Jellick. Wow, that rode up the goalie's stick and just wide. Evergreen still holding the corner. Back to Jellick at the blue line. Far side. Jellick tried to send it down near the goal line. Taken away by Rapids. This one gets ahead to Spencer Sparks. It's only a one-goal lead now. Ryan Stevens got his stick out. Stick checked it away. Good defensive play. Here comes Ty Treader. Evergreens are onside. Has Ortell trailing. Treader carried it behind the net. Rapids initially fanned on trying to get that out. The Evergreens hold it in. Ryan Stevens got a penalty coming up here. No, beg your pardon. Play on through that. Thought we were going to call what I thought might have been a hit from behind. Evergreens 2-on-2 coming back from the near side boards. Bouncing puck put on goal by Grant Ortell, and Torger Sturczynski holds on to it. 2-1. Nothing but 5-on-5 hockey. 9:02 to play in the period. Both teams will send new lines out. Isaac Evenson takes the draw against Ben Pelequin from the near side boards. Pelequin wins the draw, but Rapids has the puck behind their own net. Again, Rapids got this back to 2-1 now. Here's a bouncing puck that goes all the way behind the net. Evergreen's Hurt comes out to try and corral that and leaves it for one of his teammates. That's Dylan Shiro. Shiro tried to go cross ice too long. Rapids has to get back in the zone, has to wait for everything to clear, but now sends it to the boards. Rapids near side, trying to get that in front of Timothy Skate, one of the Everest players. A dangerous moment there. Dylan Butner was the only player between him and a trailer that was closing on the goal, so Rapids could have had a scoring chance from that. Everyone's want to make sure they clear this zone. Rapids still holds in their offensive end in the near side corner. Evergreen's at Pelequin there. Bouncing puck. Rapids as fast as to it. Bouncing and seen at the last minute by Ethan Hurt, who sticks that aside. That was a bouncer that was slow but moving towards the puck. Hurt didn't pick up that. Didn't have it in his field of vision until the last minute. Evergreen's 3-on-2 held up onside. Ben Pelequin to the backhand side. Tried to center that in front. It's loose in front for Zinda, and he couldn't finish. While Pelequin to Zinda on the near side post. Zinda's momentum carried him a little bit too far. Rapids clears it. Eddie Zinda, freshman on the ice for the Evergreens, had a scoring chance. You know, the Evergreens had opportunities to go up 3-0 back in the first period. And now that it's 2-1, boy, not getting to that third goal when the Evergreens had the chance, kind of hurting them a little bit here. Zinda had a pretty good opportunity to get a third for the Evergreens. It was not to be. Offensive zone faceoff, back to the near side, deflected high off the glass behind the goal. Brendan Griffin for the Evergreens, near side board, sends it behind. Closing on that quickly is Quinton Shiro. Shiro gets it to the near side circle, Brady Bunnell. A lot of traffic in front here. It's on goal. Came free underneath the pads. The Evergreens have scored. Torger Strachurski had that underneath his pads but didn't have it secured. Puck came free to the near side, and the Evergreens have gotten that goal back. It's back to a two-goal lead, 3-1. I believe that was Colby Schmidt on a look-what-I-found goal for the Evergreens. Torger Strachurski, I think, thought that was underneath his pads, waiting for a whistle that never came. The puck was not secured, came free on the near side, and the Evergreens bury it. Goal comes at 9:30. It is indeed, it's Colby Schmidt's goal. Brady Bunnell will get a helper for the Evergreens. Evergreens sure did need that. Part lucky, part good. You take the goals in the playoffs any way they come. Rapids trails by two goals again with 7 minutes to play in the period. Near side boards. A lot of room here for Justin Jakubik. Jakubik trying to center that to Ortell a little bit behind him. Goes all the way to the near side boards. See if a little of the air has come out of the Rapids balloon here. Well, Rapids has a 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Colton Flamini's their goal scorer. Stick checked away by Justin Jakubik. Ahead to Ortell, backhand side. Ortell to Ty Treader. Tough angle. It was loose in front. Swept away by one of the defenders. The goalie was beat. One of the Rapids defenders. That was Blake Balco, a freshman, who swept that aside. Strachurski was beat. The puck was just sitting there just inches from the goal line, and it was the Rapids defender that swept it off to the side. Ty Treader almost had a second goal for the Evergreens. Now this message: there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from sister station WIFC and brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotives, and this Midwest Communication Station. Evergreens control the offensive zone faceoff along the far side boards. Dylan Shiro. While Zinda's in front, if the Evergreens could get the puck to him. Rapids instead takes it away. That's Jakubik, who's engaged there with one of the Rapids players. Sticks tangled up. Rapids player goes down to the ice. Good no call. It is in front from the near side boards. Rapids player jabbing at it. Andrew Sparks denied by Ethan Hurt. Hurt kept the pads down, made sure it didn't get between the wickets. Goes off to the side. Evergreens still have this in the defensive zone. Ben Pelequin ahead to Eddie Zinda. Zinda's seen a lot of ice time. Zinda, certainly a player of the future, saw a lot of him earlier in the season. As the Evergreens got more personnel back, Zinda's playing time diminished. No JV game, so the Everest bench draws a little bigger. You can suit up 20 for playoff games. Evergreens move this puck forward. Dylan Shiro along the near side boards. Bouncing puck picked up by Butner, put on goal. Evergreens have Zinda in front again. That went off the blocker, put on goal by Pelequin. Goes to the corner. Evergreens still hold. This is Kyle Jaglinski off Zinda, hit the side of the net. And it's hung up there. So that's the wrong side of the far side post. Zinda's been a presence during this shift. Good work for the freshman. Looking forward to seeing more of him next year, which the Evergreens hope is at least one more game away from here. They're going to say the hung-up puck was last touched by the Evergreens, so the faceoff will come outside the blue line. Evergreens win it. Trying to flick that into the corner was Parker Hurt. Rapids takes it from behind their net. Rapids near side, pucks flick forward to Gavin Duckett, too far out in front of him. The Evergreens' Colby Schmidt sends it back in. Goal scorers for the Evergreens are senior Ty Treader, senior Justin Jankovic, and junior Colby Schmidt. Rapids is back in their own defensive end. We're getting late in the second period, under 5 minutes to play. Rapids bangs that off the net. Icing, no one there. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. I'm Chris Conley. We're at Greenheck Fieldhouse. This is almost certainly the Evergreens' farewell to Greenheck for the season. If they advance, they play at Marathon Park against Wausau West, unless Tomahawk has the upset of the century in mind. Evergreens taking this offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortel, it goes backwards. The Evergreens cannot hold it in. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens will have to touch up. Ty Treader sends it behind the boards, and around it goes to the far side. Justin Jankovic fights for it there. Evergreens trying to get that out to the blue line. Rapids takes it away. Two. The Evergreens have three back. Colton Flamini was trying to go on goal. Stick checked away by Dylan Butner. Good defensive hockey there by Butner. Butner's given the Evergreens a couple of good shifts. Butner's going to come off now. Rapids possesses. They have to go the length of the long green heck ice. That's a bad pass ahead and taken away by Ryan Stevens of the Evergreens. To Jellick, three on three. Jellick tried to put it on goal from outside the blue line, and it's going to be covered up by Torger Svechersky. Shots on goal in the second period have evened up. Rapids had all the momentum earlier in the period, and they scored one goal. They got it back to 2-1, Colton Flamini's goal. But the Evergreens had an answer 3 minutes later. Colby Schmidt, 3-1 Evergreens, exactly 4 minutes to play in the period. Offensive zone faceoff to Straterski's right. Flamini just got called out of the circle. And now it's Sparks who will take this draw. Wins it, goes down the ice. Jankovic picks it up for the Evergreens. Break your pardon, this is Jellick. Jellick stick handling, long pass ahead. Nice pass to Ortel. Ortel with Ty Treader trying to fill in. Ortel put that on goal. Tough angle from the near side board. Stick save. Rapids comes back. Counterattacking two. Evergreens have three back. Left for a trailer. Partially deflected. Didn't get through cleanly. Off the stick of Ryan Stevens. Stevens kind of disrupted Colton Flamini's shot. Flamini's in between the circles trying to get that in front. It goes off Eau Claire's stick and goes to the corner. 3.5 minutes to play in the second period. Evergreen started this period with a two-goal lead. Two-goal lead now. Blast from the blue line by Jacob Dekarski. Glove save by Ethan Hurt. And Hurt will hold on. Both teams will change up. I mean, if Rapids gets a late goal in the second period, it'll be tooth and nail in period number three. You'll pull out all the stops in this single elimination playoff game. The Evergreens have Eddie Zinda on the ice again. Zinda controls this faceoff. Bounced off the boards. Now it rides up Zinda's stick and goes into the empty penalty box. It's going to be an offensive zone faceoff for Rapids. The Evergreens were last to touch the puck before it went out of play. 3:07 to play, second period. Evergreens 3, Rapids 1. Flamini takes the draw. Evergreens win this behind their net. Here's Jellick. Jellick tries to play it soft off the boards. Evergreens tried to get that forward for Ben Pelequin. Too long. Rapids takes it back. Sends it to the corner. This has been nothing but 5-on-5 hockey in the second period. Counterattacking chance for Pelequin. Rapids has 1, 2, 3 players back. Pelequin, well, deflected off one of the Rapids players and went high over the crossbar. Not quite sure how that got through. Rapids sends it out of the zone. Evergreens pick it up at neutral ice. Ryan Stevens. Stevens has played well. Evergreens got this forward offside. And Ben Pelequin, after the whistle, is still jawing with one of the Rapids players, Isaac Evenson, and Ben Pelequin exchanging pleasantries. Evergreens were offside. Faceoff will come at the near board dot outside their blue line. 2.5 to play, second period. Brady Bunnell takes the draw for the Evergreens. Rapids controls. Comes back to the blue line where the Evergreens have Dylan Butner waiting. Butner cross ice to Colby Schmidt. The Evergreens seem more comfortable on this big rink. Olympic size ice, much bigger than Wisconsin Rapids home, which, by the way, the Evergreens did not visit this year. The Rapids game from last week got snowed out. Actually, the statistics and the results for this game will count in the Valley Conference standings. Evergreens are going to finish fourth regardless of what happens here. And Rapids is going to finish fifth, but the stats will count for the Valley. Again, all of that quickly becomes meaningless when you tell them it's a playoff game. The loser sees their season come to an end. The winner plays on next week. Big hit there from the Evergreens, Grant Ortel. Ortel knocked Colton Flamini off the puck there. Under 2 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens have the puck back in their defensive end. Evergreens move it ahead to Colby Schmidt. Schmidt gets this ahead. Quinton Shiro. Shiro's onside. Trying to get that ahead to Grant Ortel. Carries into the corner. Ortel goes cross ice. Too long for Dylan Butner. Bounces off the boards. Comes out of the zone. Rapids almost caught on a change here. Butner goes back to retrieve the puck. Butner working hard. Red line, blue line, onside. Dylan Butner carries it down behind the net. Can Butner get it centered? Had Ortel in front. Taken away by Colton Flamini. Evergreens Ortel trying to fight for this. Taken away here. Ty Treader. Rapids gives it away in their own end. Shot wide. Deflected. 1 minute to play in the period. Evergreens lead 3-1. Pinned up in the Everest offensive zone on the far side boards. Comes free now behind the net. Jakubik trying to get it in front. No one there. Wow, Ty Treader got a stick on that. And back to Treader again. Tried to feed it. Cross ice stolen by Flamini. Treader had the right idea. Tried to feed Ortel on the far side post. 35 seconds left of the period. Rapids counterattacking. It's off Ethan Hurt's pads and in. Rapids on the counterattack gets a late goal. And it's 3-2. Wow, in the very latest stages of the period, that goal is at 16:25. Rapids gets within one goal moments from the second intermission. That bounced off Ethan Hurt and then went in on the near side post. They'll tell us who the goal scorer is in just a moment. Evergreens had two players back. I believe Flamini figured on the play. A little bit of confusion over whose goal it is. Doesn't matter. It is 3-2. 35 seconds left until the period comes to an end. That is Colton Flamini's goal. I thought so. Eau Claire gets the assist. Just like he did on the first time. Play is back in. We're down under 20 seconds to play. Rapids has this back in their own offensive zone in the corner. Rapids may get another look at the net here. Tries to go out to the blue line. Bouncing puck in front. Evergreens of Eddie Zinda. Wow, high hit, and there's no penalty. Zinda got one right underneath the helmet and was sent flying to the near side boards. That's where the period will end. But Colton Flamini's second goal came late in the period, and that's going to make things interesting. The Evergreens lead, but it's a precarious 3-2. Second intermission is upon us. We're back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.